2. The Christmas presents. Della counted her money. She had $1.87. Some of the money was in pennies. Every day, she saved 1 or 2 pennies at the grocer's or butcher's shop. Both the butcher and the grocer knew she was poor, so they gave her a discount when she bought something in their shops. Della counted her money again and again. It was exactly $1.87, not a penny more. It was Christmas Day tomorrow. What could she do with such little money? She threw herself on the shabby couch and cried. Della and her husband James lived in an old small flat. Their rent was $8 a week. It was a furnished flat, but the furniture was very old. In the hallway downstairs, there was an old mailbox and a doorbell switch. But no one sent them a letter or came to visit them. There was a card beside the mailbox with the name James Dillingham Young on it. James used this full name when he was more prosperous in the past. He was earning $30 a week at that time. But later he began to earn only $20 a week. For Della, her husband was still a very important person, and she loved him dearly. She called him Jim and always hugged him when he came home. When Della stopped crying, she walked to the window and looked out. She saw a grey cat. It was sitting on the grey wall in the grey front yard. She felt more depressed. It's Christmas tomorrow. I can't buy a nice present for Jim with just $1.87, she thought to herself. She was saving money for a nice and rare present for James. Every day she spent hours planning for the present, but she could save only $1.87. It is not easy to save money when your husband earns just $20 a week. Our weekly expenses are greater than that, she thought to herself again. Suddenly, she turned away from the window and stood before the big mirror on the wall. She looked at her face in the mirror. Her eyes were sparkling, but her face was a little pale. She pulled her beautiful long hair down. It went down her back and reached her knees. There were 2 precious things for the Youngs. One was James's gold pocket watch. It first belonged to his grandfather. When his grandfather died, it became his father's, and after the death of his father, it became his. The other precious thing was Della's long hair. James was proud of his gold watch, and Della was proud of her hair. After watching her long wavy hair in the mirror for some time, Della put it up again quickly. She was sad and nervous. There were tears in her eyes. She put on her old coat and old hat. She went out of the door and down the stairs to the street. She quickly walked past many shops. Then she went inside a shop at the end of the street. The big sign on the shop's door read, Madame Sofronie, Hair Goods. I want to sell my hair. Will you buy it? She asked the tall, fat woman there. It was Madame Sofronie. She did not even look at Della.
I buy hair, answered Madame Sofronie.
Take off your hat and let me see your hair."
Della took off her hat, and down came her wavy, thick brown hair.
Madame Sofronie touched it and said, "I will give you $20 for it."
"Please cut it off quickly. I need the money at once," said Della.
After selling her hair, Della happily searched the shops for Jim's present. Finally, she found the right present for him. It was a platinum chain for Jim's gold pocket watch. It had a simple design, but it was valuable.
"This is just perfect for Jim. He will love it," she thought to herself. "It's like Jim himself, quiet but valuable."
Della paid $21 for the chain and left the shop with just 87 cents in her purse. She walked home happily.
With this chain on his watch, Jim will often be curious about the time when he is at work, she said to herself. She was right, because there was an old leather strap on Jim's watch and not a chain, and Jim did not want anyone to see it, so he rarely looked at the time.
When Della arrived home, she looked in the mirror. She looked like a schoolboy with her short hair, so she made curls on it with her curling iron. It took her a long time. Then she looked at her short curly hair in the mirror.
"I hope Jim will like my short hair," she thought sadly. "He will probably think I look like a schoolgirl with all these curls."
Then she cooked dinner and began to wait for Jim, because it was nearly 7 o'clock. She was holding the chain in her hand.
"Jim will be here now. He is never late," she said to herself. "I hope he thinks I am still pretty."
A few minutes after 7, Jim opened the door and walked in. His coat was very old, and he didn't even have gloves on his hands. The poor man was very thin. He was only 22 years old, but he had to work hard and look after his wife. Jim looked at Della without saying a word. There was a strange look on his face. Was he surprised or was he angry? Della did not understand it. He just continued to look at Della with that strange look on his face. Della was terrified now. She went near Jim and hugged him.
"Please, darling," she said, "don't look at me like that. I hope you are not angry. I sold my hair because I wanted to buy you a nice present.
Don't worry about my hair. It will grow again. It grows very fast, you know.
It's Christmas Eve tonight, so let's be happy. I've got a wonderful present for you. You will love it."
But Jim cried out,
"You have cut your hair. I can't believe it."
"Yes, I did, and I sold it. Will you stop loving me because my hair is short now?"
"Of course not," answered Jim, but he felt like he was in a dream.
"So, your hair is gone," he said again, sadly.
"Yes, it is. I sold it for you. My love for you is more important than my hair. Come on, let's have dinner. I cooked a very good Christmas meal."
Then Jim hugged Della and said, "You know how much I love you. You can have short hair or long hair. It doesn't matter. I will always love you." Then he took out a packet from his pocket. "Open this packet. You will understand why I was shocked,"
he told his wife. Della became very excited. She quickly opened the packet, and she screamed with joy. But afterwards she began to cry. She was crying for her hair. In the packet there was a set of little fancy combs. The combs had small gems on them. Weeks ago she saw those combs in the window of an expensive shop. She liked them very much, but they were too expensive. She never thought she could have them. And now they were hers. But her hair was not long anymore.
"Oh, Jim, thank you. Thanks a million. These are the combs of my dreams. I always wanted them. My hair will grow very soon, and I will use these beautiful combs," Della said joyfully. And suddenly she said, "Oh, no, I forgot to give you your present." She opened her palm and handed the chain to Jim.
"It's great, isn't it?" she said loudly. "Now you can proudly look at your watch 100 times a day. Everyone at work will love it."
Jim smiled, but there was a sad look on his face. Della continued to talk and said, "Take out your watch and let's put the chain on it." Jim just smiled again and sat on the couch. He put his hands on the back of his head. He looked quite relaxed. "My dear Della," he said, "we will keep our presents for the future. You will use your combs when your hair becomes long again, and I will use my chain later, when the time comes.
I sold my gold pocket watch.
With its money, I bought these expensive combs for you. Let's forget about the chain and the combs now. Let's have dinner, shall we?" They happily sat at the table, and for a while they looked at each other with loving eyes. They were poor, but very happy.